Beijing's twin moves, diplomacy in Cairo, radar in the Spratlys. Xi Jinping's arrival in Egypt, his first visit in a decade, was timed deliberately to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit, signaling Beijing's continued effort to build a parallel diplomatic architecture that does not require Western participation or approval. The SCO now includes India, Pakistan, Iran, and a cluster of Central Asian states, with active discussions underway about adding more Middle Eastern members. Drawing Egypt into that orbit reinforces a broader Beijing strategy, multiplying multilateral structures where Beijing shapes the rules. The economic logic of the visit runs through infrastructure and currency. China's Belt and Road investments across North Africa have been substantial, and Egypt's command of the Suez Canal gives it strategic leverage Beijing is carefully cultivating. China has also been pushing bilateral trade settlement in yuan across SCO partners, and every summit deepens that architecture. Even at the margins, trade flowing outside dollar-denominated systems normalizes alternatives to SWIFT. A separate but related story emerged from commercial satellite imagery. Analysts identified what appear to be radar dome structures and associated infrastructure under construction near the Antelope Reef military installation, part of a steady build-out across the Spratly Islands chain in the South China Sea. Early warning radar capability at that location would extend sensor coverage significantly into the approaches to the Philippine Sea, giving PLA Navy assets substantially more situational awareness in contested waters. The strategic logic follows a familiar incremental pattern. Build a base, then build sensors to protect it, then watch the sensors extend the operational range, which effectively expands the defensive perimeter. Each step appears modest. The cumulative effect over a decade is a fundamentally transformed military geography in the Western Pacific. The Philippines, Vietnam, and Taiwan track these satellite images closely, and each new installation announcement generates its own diplomatic friction. Critically, radar coverage near Yagong Island would also give Beijing a granular picture of U.S. naval movements during ongoing American Freedom of Navigation operations in the region, making this as much an information advantage contest as a territorial one. The SCO summit's security agenda added another layer. The organization increasingly functions as a forum coordinating what member states collectively call counterterrorism, but which frequently includes intelligence sharing about domestic dissidents and cross-border activists. For Egypt, a government long concerned about Muslim Brotherhood networks, alignment with the SCO security framework offers both practical tools and diplomatic cover. The expected joint statement on non-interference in internal affairs serves in practice as mutual protection from Western criticism of human rights records.